welcome you into the studio, and we welcome the man to my left back into the Eagles lineup. I'm Dave Spadaro. This is Evan Mathis, and good to see you, man.
Thanks, Dave.
Hey, man. So we're going to see you on Monday night, right?
You'll see me.
Excellent. Excited?
I'm very excited. It's not fun watching from the sidelines all these weeks.
What is it like?
At first, it was really weird because I couldn't travel with the risk of my knee swelling. So there was a game or two that I had to watch on the couch at home. And that was the weirdest thing in the world for me, having been in the mix the entire time these past few years. And then all of a sudden I'm on the couch having nothing to do with it.
Yelling and screaming at the TV?
I found myself yelling and screaming every single play.
Okay.
I was definitely into it. So then I got back to where I could travel, and then everything was pretty much me doing everything like I was going to play, minus play, except for practice for the first 6 weeks. I couldn't practice. But everything else, meetings, traveling, and every single thing that they did, I did. And that's one cool thing about Chip, is that he keeps guys a part of the team, whether you're on practice squad or you're hurt and everything like that.
Evan, first time in your 10-year career that you've been hurt. I mean, what goes through the mind the moment that you went down against Jacksonville? I imagine it, for a moment, a little bit of maybe panic, fright, just uncertainty what's going to happen next.
Yeah, right when it happened, it was a very awkward feeling. I knew my knee went a position that it's not supposed to go. It's never gone that way. And I was worried. I was like, I can't believe this. My season's over. And
after making the Pro Bowl, after working your butt off all offseason, after getting some recognition.
Yeah, on a team that has high expectations from ourselves, from the fans, from everywhere. And then I'm thinking, okay, this is it. The second quarter, the first game, it's over. That was my first thought. And there's a lot of frustration. The pain was pretty bad, but the most that I felt was the frustration and the fear that the season was over with for me. And then the doctors came on the field, and they said that I passed the ACL test, which was a relief. I didn't know how long I'd be out with an MCL.
Back, and they're laying there yanking on your leg.
Yeah, they're moving it, testing the ligaments, and then they said they think it might just be the MCL. I'm kind of like, what does that mean? It means that it could possibly heal and you could be back. So the news got better and better. We got the MRI the next day, and they read that, and it confirmed our original thoughts that it was just the MCL. And if the MCL, it was a grade 3 MCL, which means complete tear. But if that tear, if it's at the top and it tears off the femur, surgery isn't required. It just heals back with time.
Remarkable.
So, I mean, all things considered, I was pretty lucky.
Yeah, and now we're glad to get you back in the lineup. And Eagles fans want to know, what can we expect on Monday night?
You just have to watch.
Yeah,
I don't do crystal balls, and I don't do promises.
But from a physical standpoint, you feel good, and you've been able to practice the last couple of weeks and knock some of the rust off.
I feel really good. I haven't been going through the wears and tears of the season. My body hasn't been getting broken down. I've stayed in the weight room. So, I mean, I'm expecting to come out there and be fresh for this last half of the season.
Evan, how exciting is it to get back into it? I mean, I think players, sometimes when you get it taken away from you, you realize maybe it's reinforced just how much you love the game of football.
Absolutely, absolutely. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, and that was the case for me. Early on, I was just itching to be back out there. And then once I learned to accept my fate, I just used the time to focus on the film, use it as a learning opportunity, stay in the weight room and do things like that, and just prepare myself to come back and have a great finish to the season. So, I mean, like you said, it gives you a whole new perspective on things.
You've been around teams in the past where injuries have just, the house of cards just crumbled down. Why has this team overcome all these injuries and all this adversity and sitting here 6-2 in first place?
I think it starts with the culture. We have a lot of resilient guys on this team. We know that things aren't always going to go our way, and at times things can go completely terrible. But you just keep fighting through them. You bounce back. It's the same way. We haven't been winning the turnover battle this year like we did last year, but we've been able to overcome it for the most part. And it's the culture of the team to face adversity, just stare it down and overcome it.
Yeah, it's learning how to win. The team learned how to win last year. You take that into this year and go get them, man.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you.
Me too.
Looking forward to seeing Evan Mathis on the field Monday night. Eagles, Carolina Panthers, Lincoln Financial Field. Evan, thanks so much. Good luck for the rest of the season. Thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.